Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's Sunday, the 16th day of August, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours today. Very important Sunday transmission lined up for you. We have a guest joining us coming up in the second hour who is an expert on global warming and is documenting that it is a plan to bring in world government, a eugenicist religion by an elite that hates the general population. So he will be joining us coming up. Ian Rutherford Plimmer will be joining us coming up in the final hour today. Of course, we have a syndicated transmission Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then we come back Sundays for 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to spend 5-10 minutes on the whole Joker situation. It's got a lot bigger than I thought it would. My whole view on history is resistance is victory. If you've got the facts and you take action and stand up and believe in yourself, you can't be defeated. And if you have right on your side, there's no way you can be defeated. The elite know that if somebody takes action, they can affect change. That's why the social controllers, the social engineers, are always seeking to make people feel inadequate and powerless so that people will never even start standing up, or not just standing up to corruption, living their dreams, period. The establishment, the global architects want to be able to shape the future of the world. They want to play God. The Joker poster contest we launched about 8-9 days ago, I don't know, not last Monday when we launched it, it has just had a huge effect, and the posters have been put up with the image of Obama as the Joker in clown makeup with the words Infowars.com, socialism or fascism or New World Order. There's four different variants have been plastered all over Tokyo, Japan, San Francisco, California, Calcutta, India, Moscow, Russia, London, England, Quebec, Canada. I mean, hundreds of videos have come in. I'm spending hours every day. I'm not complaining, but it's hours I don't have watching these and realizing, my God, this radio show's got a lot of power because of you, the listeners, taking action. Also, people are very, very angry with Obama and the establishment and all of his lies. People were counting on him to not betray the people, and he's now clearly done that. So we're going to launch in the next few weeks some type of poster campaign telling people not to take the flu vaccine, or at least think twice about taking it, with a website, a simple web address under it that has some basic bullet points and facts on it. Because regardless of if you agree with the image or the message we put out, it's the idea of people getting involved, going out, breaking the control paradigm of just sitting inside, watching television, and politically rediscovering the spirit of 1776 of political activism. For 15 years leading up to the start of the revolution in this nation 230 plus years ago, the people put up broadsheets and posters and effigies of corrupt politicians. They built their numbers at a grassroots level. And this poster project, program, operation, shows what you can do putting up simple messages in your town. Because in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, as George Orwell said. The big news, though, on the police state, on the flu vaccine. It's all coming up after this break.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us as we blast out across the AM and FM dial, coast to coast, simulcasting worldwide on satellite, shortwave, and of course the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a geologist, a scientist, a researcher joining us from Australia next hour to expose how the private corporate world government is using environmentalism as the new religion, a way to inculcate eugenics into a world religion. He will be joining us in the next hour, and we'll have open phones later in this hour and into the second hour of this Sunday abbreviated transmission we do every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, abbreviated from the weekday 4-hour broadcast. Okay, let me give you a rundown of the headlines, and I'm going to get into them. First off, we're going to cover what's happening with the flu and how it's being used to federalize and expand federal control, not just in the United States, but worldwide. It's being used as a tool of the police state when the evidence is conclusive that it's a very weak, pathetic flu, no big deal. Why then are they preparing mass graves, FEMA camps, checkpoints, forced inoculation here inside the United States? Now, we first discovered this was going on in January of this year. We gave you exclusive interviews with emergency managers, secret documents from the state of New York. People wanted to laugh at us. Now it's all mainstream news, so I thought I'd go over that. National Guard takes over school and swine flu vaccine riot drill. That's out of TV in Maine. Governors opposed to Department of Defense emergency powers. The National Governors Association has sent a letter to the DOD and White House saying they're concerned about martial law in America under the pretext of the flu. See, that's not Alex saying that 8 months ago. It's not Alex Jones or saying it 3 months ago. It's now the Governors Association. The Governors Association letterhead, the official governors of the country saying that. There's no more time to live in la-la land. Here's another one. Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. Louisville Journal. Louisville, Kentucky. We'll go over that. Here's another one. Pentagon wants authority to post 400,000 Army and Marine Corps regular troops on the streets of America. This out of the Progressive, directly from the Pentagon's own website announcement and Congress. It's really happening. So that's some of what we'll be going over today. Now, that's just politically what they're using the flu fear for. Here is what, and I'm going to go, again, more over this later. I just want to first give you the total picture that we're looking at here so you can make your decision here. I'm not telling you what to believe about all this. I'm telling you they're getting mass graves and martial law ready. You make your own decision about why all this is happening. Okay? Now, look at this Reuters headline. You know they're preparing as if the flu is the end of the world. And they've been setting up for decades the Homeland Security, NORTHCOM takeover you're now seeing. So right as the architecture is complete and this system is built, magically the flu appears and they're going to use it for that. And they're federalizing every city with the federalization threat integration, fusion centers. I'm going to get into that later. Totally illegal, totally criminal, violation of Ninth and Tenth Amendment. It's all happening. All these decades of just huge Death Star-level construction project. Trillions and trillions. Just massive technological terror of control and totally unconstitutional. A worldwide control grid built by MIT and the Pentagon. They all brag. Face scanning, tracking everywhere you go, license plate reading systems, federalizing everything. And now, right as they finish construction of it in the last 3 months, oh, the flu is here. We must have martial law to keep you safe. So that's another piece of the panoramic shot. Here's the rest of it. Reuters, is it safe? U.S. vaccine experts want to build trust. And then the article is how wonderful it is, how safe it is, how great it is, how good it is, how wonderful it is. Just take your shots. Vaccines are perfect. There's never any problems. And you hear the radio talk show hosts that are doctors and people up saying, a vaccine's never hurt anybody. It's only good for you. Everything's fine. Don't listen to people that tell you you shouldn't take shots. It's the law. You've got to take hundreds of vaccines when there is no law. So even if you agree with vaccines, you shouldn't agree with lying about it and saying it's the law. Now, let's go over news in the last 3 days. Now, I'm not even searching for this. This is stuff that's appeared on Drudge, pretty mainline. In the last 3 days, these headlines have come up without me even looking for it to discredit the flu vaccine. The current flu vaccine that the U.S. government's bought 195 million dosages of, and now they want to buy another couple hundred million so every American can have at least two shots. 300 million Americans. So they're talking about enough to give 300 million Americans three shots. So I guess that's 900 million injections, but they've so far taken delivery of 195 million 2 weeks ago. The next batch is ready in a few weeks. This is just from one company alone. Now, Reuters didn't feel like doing a Google search and telling you what we're about to tell you. Globe and Mail, swine flu jab linked to killer nerve disease, leaked letter reveals concern over neurologist. Over 25 deaths in America. Now, you wonder why there's all these neurological degenerative diseases, people who are 25 getting Alzheimer's or getting all these other brain diseases. In the internal literature, they know it's the vaccines. The viruses in the vaccines, the cancer viruses, the chemicals, the RNA, the DNA from the dead fetuses and the dead monkeys and the dead dogs attacks the brain stem. In fact, I have the actual university and government reports. These are leaked. Just in trials in Texas, there's 25 dead. And that's with them covering it up. They've whitewashed those numbers. Just like we knew Gardasil was killing massive amounts of people that took it in trials 3 years ago. And we would have the doctors and the families, the people who had their daughters die. You give your 9-year-old the shot, blood starts pouring out a day later of every orifice. I mean, they die of Ebola-like type disease. I mean, that's how it's described by the medical doctors we've had on. I mean, that's all we do here is go, oh, look, this is killing you. This is the Globe and Mail. Swine flu jab linked to killer nerve disease. Leaked letter reveals concern of neurologist over 25 deaths in America just in test of it. Okay, here's another one. This is without looking. This is Bild.de, the biggest paper in Germany. Biggest newspaper in Germany, does virus vaccine increase the risk of cancer? The swine flu vaccine has been hit by a new cancer fear after a German health expert gave a shock warning about its safety. Lung specialist Wolfgang Woodrug, we're getting him on, has said that there are many risks associated with the vaccine for the H1N1 virus. He gave grave reservations about the firm Norvadis, who are developing the vaccine and testing it in Germany. So that's Norvadis, N-O-V-A-R-T-I-S. That's the one they bought the 195 million shots from. The vaccination is injected with a very hot needle, the scientist said. The nutrient solution for the vaccine consists of cancerous cells from animals, and we do not know if there could be an allergic reaction. But more importantly, some people fear that the risk of cancer could be increased by injecting the cells. And then it goes on into all the major scientific institutes in Germany, the United States, and England that know this. Hundreds of millions of Americans, the federal government admits, got deadly cancers, mainly brain cancers, from the polio shot because it had live SV40. Don't believe me? Just search engine or Google or startpage.com, another good search engine. Just search engine the term polio vaccine SV40. You'll read U.S. government CDC from the 80s going, my God, we killed hundreds of millions of people from these cancers. We've got to keep this quiet. Same things in the news right here about how they've got to keep it quiet. So, by the way, none of this is by accident. This is eugenics. Here's another one. Polio surge in Nigeria after vaccine virus injections. That all over the world, third world people run from the UN. And they get caught putting HIV, putting polio, putting it in the shots. Because they're eugenicists. We have the White House science czar saying they're doing it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back live. I'm going to open the phones up in the next half hour after the bottom of the hour news that's coming up. Toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We'll get you up and on the air. Again, 888-201-2244. Give that number out three times because I know we just changed it to a new toll-free number when I moved into my regular studios here, but we're not using the Genesis phone system. We're taking these calls right here in the Texas studio, not the Minnesota studio or the Emma studio in Austin. Okay. Pointless trivia, but there you go. If you just joined us, you hear all these newscasts and read all these news articles. I just read one from Reuters. Is it safe? U.S. vaccine experts want to build trust. And they're like, what's wrong with the conspiracy theorist? Why don't people want to take the shots? You know, it's the law. You've got to take over 100 shots when there is no law. You have to take any of it. But now they're trying to announce under executive orders forced inoculations during a level 6 pandemic, and that's under UN treaty. So we're under UN control. And then just in the last 3 days, I see these headlines. Swine flu jab linked to killer nerve disease. Leaked letters of doctors testing vaccine reveals concern of neurologists, that's brain scientists, over 25 deaths in America. Here's another one about how from Bild.de, the biggest paper in Germany, most respected, with top scientists and virologists saying it's killing people and it's got live cancer virus in it. By the way, there's a lot of cancer viruses that wouldn't hurt humans. It always, quote, accidentally gets in with these designer viruses that just so happen to ravage humans, but tend to burrow in, lodge their RNA, and be a chronic viral infection until certain hormone fluctuations associated with lower testosterone or lower estrogen, then they trigger and kill you. It's a Logan's Run situation. When you've served your usefulness, they activate, you die. So I guess go take your shot. The White House science czar just writes 1,100-page policy books about how they want to give you vaccines to sterilize you and get rid of you and euthanize you. And it's official United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment Treaty, 1996. And we covered all in my film Endgame. But just ignore that. It's too horrifying to think they're doing this on purpose. I guess Bayer accidentally, with over a million ampules of factor VIII, put HIV and hepatitis in it, though their court documents came out and show they did it on purpose. I guess it's accidental that all of this is happening. And here's the Associated Press. This is the Associated Press yesterday. Polio surge in Nigeria after vaccine virus mutates. And I see one of these every 2 or 3 weeks. I'll see in Africa. Oh, the polio shot happened to have HIV in it. Sorry. It was an accident. Oh, the polio shot happened to kill everybody or happened to get everybody sick. Or, oh, everybody went to the UN clinic got HIV. You got these countries where 40-something percent of the people have HIV, and then they'll go do medical tests on them, and some of these little girls have never had sex. They've never had anything but the UN shots. And then, oh, the UN gets caught adding hormones to tetanus shots to sterilize little girls. Oh, the Indian government got caught doing it under UN funding. Oh, the Brazilian government got caught. Oh, over and over again, they're adding it to the vaccines. But here's AP. Oh, just AP. And it's an accident, of course. Oh, but see, there's other talk show hosts and people out here on the radio saying it's all lies. I've heard people call in to talk show hosts, you know, different medical doctors on the air and say, hey, Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly did this. And the guy just says, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. Doesn't matter if, you know, we got MSNBC, Associated Press, Reuters. Or we'll say, hey, all these neurological diseases, Guillain-Barré's and all these countless others associated with the shots. or conclusively proven to be the shots. And they'll just say, nope, no such thing, with no proof. Well, here's the proof. Polio, a dreaded, paralyzing disease stamped out in the industrialized world, is spreading in Nigeria despite efforts to stamp it out. And health officials say in some cases it's caused by the vaccine used to fight it. Yeah, in the 50s, the U.S. government, and I've had guests on about this, actually released polio. And then their cure was the shot that did protect you from polio, but then gave you a time-delayed cancer. Now, some people are resistant to it, but you wonder why you got 10-year-olds dying of cancer now left and right. Some of it's toxic waste and chemicals and things, but most of it is the official government plan. You know, you can go read the White House science czar how, you know, it's all for you and your family. You know. I know the football game's more important. You want to laugh at me and, oh, Alex Jones, they're setting up martial law. And, oh, Alex Jones says they're going to have the Pentagon take over America. I just said it 12 years ago because I had their own documents. And now they just announce it like it's no big deal. You better listen to me if you care about your family. I'm not risking my life here to play games with people. This is real. And all of you that serve the corrupt system, did you get the memo not to take the shots? Did you get the memo not to drink the tap water? Did you get the memo? No. Oh, that's also in the White House science czar, how to poison your water to sterilize you. And they do it. Not just sodium fluoride. Polio, a dreaded paralyzing disease stamped out in the industrialized world, is spreading. Well, it didn't really exist in the industrialized world until they spread it. But see, they create the crisis, offer the solution. They give you the cure for one poison they gave you, one bioweapon, and then give you another. Polio, a dreaded paralyzing disease stamped out in the industrialized world, is spreading in Nigeria despite efforts to stamp it out. Health officials say in some cases it's caused by the vaccine used to fight it. Oh, kind of like you take Gardasil and you have an autoimmune response. In almost every case, and then in other minority cases, you die. And in other cases, you just are paralyzed. I mean, I can play 60 Minutes pieces for you about it. How about the 76 shot that broke out on a military base? Then they had the swine flu already. And then they gave it to the public and killed thousands and thousands. The polio problem is just the latest challenge to global health authorities trying to convince wary citizens that vaccine can save them from the dreaded disease. For years, myths have abounded about vaccines, that they were the Western world's plan to sterilize Africans or give them AIDS. And now because Africans run and hide and won't take them, they're not getting HIV in those areas because it's in the shots. The sad polio reality fuels misguided fears and underscores the challenges authorities face using a flawed vaccine. So then they go on and admit, well, it is giving you polio, but it's a conspiracy theory that it's giving you polio. I mean, they'll have whole villages die in some, I mean, where almost everybody dies. God knows what they're giving them. I've had top virologists on. Ebola is a weaponized system created and given to the Africans. And then it just goes on. Now, as if that isn't bad enough, they tried to do HIV vaccine trials in Africa. They tried it in Asia. They tried it in Latin America. And the people there said, no way. They did a few limited tests, and it killed a lot of the people and associated. In fact, don't believe me. Just search engine the term. Patients die in AIDS vaccine trials. But now I have the AP in Chicago. They want to make the school kids take it because Americans will do anything they're told. They'll do anything. And so here we are. And then, of course, HIV will explode and then they'll run around and everybody will wear red ribbons and it's totally sick. We're going to come back into the martial law angle and take your calls.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back live. So I just gave you the Associated Press, German newspapers, British newspapers. That is just news the last few days about flu vaccine killing people, brain damaging people. And then you talk about it, and local media will laugh at you like you're a conspiracy theorist because you know how to read the Associated Press. Very, very confusing. And I happen to know the polio shots that they still give people have live cancer virus that is communicable. That means even if you haven't taken the shot, you can spread it. Every major sewer supply in the world has had government studies, and they like study to find it and are pleased by it, that every sewage system has the SV40 cancer virus in it and its mutation variants. So when we see them hyping up a couple hundred deaths in the U.S., less than 2,000 worldwide, when regular flu kills hundreds and hundreds, close to 500,000 a year, 37,000 a year on average, CDC numbers in the U.S. What's the big deal? I mean, if they've basically already shut down many areas of the world for a few thousand deaths, What's going to happen when thousands are dying in the United States compared to 37,000? People are going to be freaking out. People are going to be freaking out. And so the issue isn't the flu. The issue is the vaccine, what's in it. Or do they know it's going to mutate into something particularly deadly? It could. It could be an earlier version of an engineered virus. And top virologists we've interviewed here, and BBC has reported, and many others, that it is an engineered virus, that it was made in a lab. They know by its pedigree, by how it was designed, by the human, bird, and swine mixtures that are involved. What is it? Two parts human, one part swine, one part bird. So we have all of that going on. And the trials, they're keeping it very quiet that the trials are killing people. Just like Gardasil killed a bunch of people and they didn't care. Very, very strange. A warning that the new swine flu jab is linked to a deadly nerve disease has been sent by the government to senior neurologists in a confidential letter. The letter from the Health Protection Agency, the official body that oversees public health, has been leaked to the Mail on Sunday. This is the Mail on Sunday. Leading to demands to know why the information has not been given to the public before the vaccination of millions of people, including children, begins. It tells the neurologist that they must be alert for an increase in brain disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And that's only the beginning, folks. I mean, this is the U.S. government admits in multiple studies, and when I say hundreds, it's in the hundreds. I haven't counted them up. They know three flu shots on average doubles your chance of Alzheimer's. Why? The adjuvants alone that accelerate the autoimmune response cause brain swelling, cause basically poison ivy inside your skull. I mean, it's the same, that's what poison ivy is an autoimmune response. It swells up. It has inflammation. Your pancreas does. Other organs do. And it just fries you. It fries you. It's like taking a hard drive and throwing it up against the wall. You know, you're going to be lucky if that hard drive ever works again. And so you wonder why you go down the average American street and this 4-year-old's dying of cancer. This 10-year-old's dying. It's kind of like the parents wear the little ribbons. And yeah, it's what we do now. We have kids, so they die of cancer. Or they got tubes coming out and they're all on respirators. And it's like, yeah, the new thing in America is, you know, you go to a public school of a couple hundred kids and there's 20 of them dying of cancer. It's normal. Inject, inject, inject. Oh, the brain damage. It's wonderful. Don't listen to Alex. He's crazy. He just reads government documents where they admit they're doing it on purpose. It just freaks him out because he's actually normal. I am normal, folks. It freaks me out. I read over and over again how they get caught putting HIV and polio and sterilants in the vaccines all over the world. I can type into a search engine right now for you, tetanus shot sterilization, and you'll get hundreds of mainstream news articles, documents, admissions. They did investigations, caught the UN doing it. It's a fact, okay? Psychos run everything. I promise to be calm. Just how are you calm? And you've got these gullible, poor, simple-minded people. I look at the public, and they just are like lambs of the slaughter. They're like people in Nazi Germany, the famous film footage of them being run into pits to be shot in the back of the head. They don't even fight back when they're being run into the pits. Well, not me. I'm fighting back. And if people would just wake up and stand up and say no to all this, it could end. The nightmare could end if you would admit it was going on. But just like Germans, you're in denial. And so, fine. Okay, drink more tap water. Take more vaccines. I'm not saying there couldn't be good vaccines. I'm not saying there isn't acquired immunity. But it's been proven in the real studies that it's not even 50% acquired immunity, and it causes more problems than it answers because they grow most vaccines on dead dogs, dead monkeys, and now that was the majority before. You can pull these numbers up. Now the majority of it's grown on dead babies. Thank God they're trying to move to caterpillar eggs. Don't ask me why that's where they grow them. It's what works. But this, and then they'll lie to you and say, oh, this is grown on eggs, egg yolks. egg whites. And that's technically true. But the seed virus or whatever they're going for is grown on the dead babies, mainly retinal tissue for some reason, and then that's taken and then grown on other things. Oh, I can't handle it anymore. In fact, people don't believe me right now. We're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Search engine the term vaccines grown on fetal tissue. We'll give you an AP, a Reuters, a BBC. As I understand you don't believe me, that's fine. So I went over all that. Now, we have this going on. I want to come back after the break and take your calls on this. What do you think now about part two? You know what's really in the vaccines. And this is not me trying to put on my evidence. This is nothing. This is nothing. This is like one thimble of a mountain of evidence. Oh, you know, I'm like scooping one thimble, and there's a mountain of evidence right there. Look, you just got to go down the rabbit hole for yourself, folks. You're not going to believe how deep it goes. We are living in a total fantasy land with psycho scientific engineers, eugenicists running everything, now moving into the final phase. And the public's all nihilistic, unhealthy, you know, degrading their bodies, just, you know, not even caring what happens next. It's all happening. Let's just play this a little clip from this TV newscast in Maine, state of Maine. And this is, they frame it like it's a Christmas toy. And remember, it came out over a decade ago that big toy makers would even produce a Hollywood movie to promote a toy for Christmas and just to launch a toy. And that they would stage fights over the toy with local reporters they'd paid off to report on it, like women fighting over this doll or over this toy. Basic psychology. And they can make $500 billion in one toy. They said made almost $1 billion one Christmas just off a little bit of staged event. Now, that's what they're doing. There's so many facets to this story, but they're like, everyone wants to break in and get the vaccine. And they do these drills. We told you in January about secret drills of militias trying to kill troops in Indiana and get the vaccines. And I said, I think they're going to launch a flu thing in the fall because I was getting this intel confirmed. So then there's the whole subject of them training for martial law and training with the police. And they do this all over the country quietly. Now they're announcing it. And Governors Association's concerned, not just Alex Jones's interpretation. This is a fact. So here's that newscast. It's got a little music intro. Somebody posted it. All right, here it is. It's up on Infowars.com. Okay, we ran out of time. I wasn't looking at the clock right. Hit pause on that. When we come back, we'll come in from when the newscast starts. I wasn't watching the clock. I apologize. Stay with us. We're going to come back with this clip, get into the martial law, your phone calls, a lot more.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9%
99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are back live. Again, thank you for joining us. Okay, here's the newscast out of Maine. This is quietly going on in every town and city. They're putting in federal fusion centers to spy on you. This is taking the local police, putting them under federal control, showing them the face scanning cameras, the license plate reading cameras, the new Pentagon control arm. And then next, they're putting local regular Army liaisons, not just National Guard, in all the major police departments, in the intelligence units, the U.S. Army, watching the American people. We were sent secret documents earlier this year that later made it in the Baltimore Sun. So, again, our story ended up breaking nationally and was confirmed that Ron Paul, myself, and others are watched by the U.S. Army. It's because we're here telling you about the New World Order. See, the private banks have hijacked America. They also happen to be eugenicists. That's their hobby. And they're on power trips. And they're using the army to take over America. It happens in third world countries all the time. If we educate the military, though, they can't get away with it. So here's this newscast where they're selling the public that everybody's got to have the vaccine, that everybody wants the vaccine, that people are fighting to get in to get it, to create the idea that it actually helps you. Here it is.
In the town of South Paris, dozens of National Guard troops dressed in riot gear spent the day fighting off angry crowds desperately trying to get their hands on vaccinations against the H1N1 flu. At least that's what it all looked like. This was a drill, however, for guardsmen in the event of a swine flu pandemic. Steve Minnick has more from Oxford Hills High School.
Now, what you see here is a situation these National Guardsmen and police hope they never have to deal with. But there is the possibility, since Oxford Hills High School is a dispensing point for the vaccination.
During riots, you know, hey, there's the medicine, we want it now. They're going to overwhelm the local PDs.
It's a what-if worst-case scenario. What if local police were not enough to quell crowds of people so panicked to get a flu shot they turned violent? Well, that is when they call in the National Guard.
We're treating every situation as it's actually happening. We try to train as we fight, we say in the military.
I want you guys to be loud and boisterous. All right, cause some confusion.
This drill's designed to look and feel as realistic as possible.
Okay, that's
right
enough.
Down to the actual...
Because I got to cover the rest of the news and get the calls. You can watch the whole video clip up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But the issue here is this is also a psyop for the troops. Troops have been refusing smallpox and anthrax shots. The military says, you've got to. You don't have rights. But then we educated the troops that it's an experimental shot. So they can't even force troops to take an experimental shot. So it's also meant to make the troops think it's something great everybody wants. I've been to FEMA camp drills where they practice confiscating your guns, taking your children, breaking up your families, putting you in death camps, basically. It's in my film Police Day 2000. And the Marines in that drill, the American people were begging to be let into the camp. See, they always, psychologists write all this up to make it so the troops are like, Americans want to be in camps. Now they're having Marines and Army, regular Marines in Tennessee, California, all over the country. Mainstream news articles are up on our site. We've had state reps on from those states about it. The Marines set up random checkpoints searching people. And they say, oh, we're looking for drunk drivers. You're not for drunk driving, are you? When the local newspaper was like, doesn't that violate federal law? The Marines said, we'll do whatever we can to stop drunk drivers. Like Chief Art Acevedo will take your blood to stop it. And, oh, and now we got to be federalized to stop crime. And, again, it's all rationale and all an excuse as the United States goes into receivership. The good news is the people are waking up. The good news is the Governor's Association, the Hill newspaper reports, the big D.C. paper, governors oppose DOD emergency powers. A bipartisan governors is opposing a new Defense Department proposal to handle natural and terrorism-related disasters, contending that the murky chain of command could lead to more problems. You actually read the letter. They say it's the end of posse comitatus, a takeover. In fact, Congressman Brown, who we're getting on next week, was even more specific. Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. A letter sent by the National Governors Association to the Pentagon last week also echoed that. And he says, domestic emergency deployment may be just the first example of a series of expansions in presidential and military authority, or even an increase in domestic surveillance, warned Anna Christensen of the ACLU. They agree. Here's what Congressman Brown said to the paper. They're trying to develop an environment where they can take over, he said. We've seen that historically. This is Congressman Brown, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, the Governors Association. It's real. And they're going to use the flu as their cover. Unless we expose them, then their program will stop. Ladies and gentlemen, every other country falls to tyranny. Russia, China, Germany. Germany was more democratic in many respects, more upright people. And look what happened to them with Hitler. All it takes is crises and a bad economy, and it's over. And ladies and gentlemen, they have White House enemy list. They say, tell us if anybody says things fishy about the president, report on your neighbors. And as if that isn't bad enough, the progressives reporting, the AP's reporting, but of course they're reporting it's good, the AP is. The Pentagon wants authority to post 400,000 military personnel in the U.S. The Pentagon has gone to Congress to grant the Secretary of Defense the authority to post 400,000. They already announced Homeland Brigades, 5 brigades, 20,000. But now, to, quote, engage and, quote, pull triggers on the American people. See, I said I'd take your calls. We got a guest coming up. We're calling Australia, right? Why don't you just call him? It's early in the morning anyways for him. What is it, 5 in the morning? Just call him now and say we're going to call him 10 after. That way we can get to the calls, because there's no way I can cover all this and not jam in some calls. So I want to finish up with this martial law subject, then get into their global religion of eugenics and the cap and trade. Thank you, gentlemen. The Pentagon wants authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel in U.S. And this is a Congress. Taken together, these reserve units would amount to more than 379,000 military personnel and thousands of communities across the United States. This, they want them deployed in your town. I mean, Red Dawn, troops standing around, to make sure the Tea Parties and the American people, they knew you'd rebel against all this, so they've been building this architecture. Saying it was for Al-Qaeda, now they go, oh, no, DHS says it's for gun owners, conservatives. Returning veterans, you're the number one threat. You are what Homeland Security are set up for. Do you understand the magnitude of what we're dealing with as a society? Folks, everything I told you was real. All these years. I mean, I would go interview the police chief of San Antonio where the Delta Force came and tried to bribe him in his office just to be friends and help him with covert ops. They were just there to make the deal so he would work with them in the future on narcotics trafficking, but he didn't go along with it. I don't think even the chief police knew that, but later that came out. Folks, the government is a criminal enterprise now, wholly owned subsidiary of offshore banks. All right. I mean, I found out about this stuff in 98, 99, and people would laugh at me. This is real. This is real. The Governors Association, congressmen, saying what I'm saying. What's happened is the governors are finally reading the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that states NORTHCOM's main job is suppressing state legislatures and governors. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln type stuff. But there's no excuse of ending slavery this time. So that's what's going on. And you notice Obama keeps calling himself Abraham Lincoln. Okay, I want to spend 2 minutes on the Joker situation. Then we're going to come back, take calls after the news on the martial law situation, the flu situation, and then get a expert on about the carbon tax. But I have never launched something this effective. I mean, I've made films that have been seen by 30, 40, 50 million people, depending on the film. We wrote the book on InfoWar, on going and taking over city hall meetings, county commissioner meetings, on guerrilla information warfare, that you now see taking over the, you know, everything. Just made sense to us as the way to get the attention out was to get to news conferences, get to things, get the info out. And I'm very proud of that. But I've never had anything this fast, this successful. There have been in hundreds of cities, in some cases, thousands of Obama Joker posters put up by my listeners from that little contest. So I'll briefly, when we get back, tell you about that. And the incredible attack on the First Amendment dealing with this. The state of Florida now has the Attorney General investigating. You know, they don't investigate the Florida CPS run by pedophiles on record. We have links to that up on InfoWars. All they're looking into is how evil. They're even saying it's bad to put it on a wooden post. But they didn't care about all the Obama signs when he told the Washington Post readers to post his image up on stop signs. Remember that during the campaign? We're not saying do anything uncivil. Our contest says do it in commons areas where other posters are. But they say no. You can post other posters, just not ours. People are standing up against it.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.